show, don't feel bad. Neither did we. Catch up with podcasts. Available on the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
After everyone to fight City Hall, we're going to play some audio here. Should we bring that up there? He does say the word asshole in there, but that's about it. No swear words in it.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, it's great audio. You have it ready to go, Todd?
I don't.
Explain the story. Explain the story, Nick.
So this guy, I don't know what the town is, but he and his wife, and his very young son, I think either a month, a year old, were in a bad car accident. They were hit by a teenage driver. It might have been like on Halloween or something. The kid wasn't breathalyzed or whatever. They assumed that he was drunk, but the kid's dad is really good friends with the police chief.
Yeah.
So this guy's trying to just get some justice and being stonewalled everywhere
he
goes.
He's at a podium at a city hall meeting, you know, five.
Where is this? It's just
10 white, fat white guys up there. Like
North
city halls.
Huntington. I don't know what state we're in here, but he's appearing in front of the city council. It's about a minute. Here we go.
Oh, hold on. I got to turn you on here. Okay, go ahead.
Come on.
Oh, it's in Pennsylvania.
The mission has remained silent. You, father of the small child and the woman that were hit by the 90-mile-an-hour driver. And this commission has remained silent. You, what's wrong with you? You had Harry Falk send me an email saying you wouldn't discuss the case with me. You would only discuss it with a woman with a traumatic brain injury. Are you nuts? That's my son. I'm the father. You threatened me with arrest if I continued to call the DA asking questions.
I have humbled. Ask them.
Sir, you're here to address the board, not the people here.
Okay, then let's talk about you, asshole. You blocked me from free speech, not a fighting word, protected. Pipe down, Eric. You have blocked me from four public forums. All of you are going 42, 1983. I'm ripping your qualified immunity right off of you, sir. Oh, it's coming, buddy. You're a smug one. The clock is ticking.
Why's the music behind that? Why they
doing? Yeah, I didn't know it was going to have that. So the kid that was driving was going 90 miles per hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
And the wife's messed up.
Hit him head on. Yeah, she has a traumatic brain injury. I love when he's like, pipe down, Eric.
I know. That's
like, he knows all these people.
He's
there every day.
That's a phrase I need to use more often. Pipe down.
They're like, hey, address us. And he's like, okay, asshole. Like,
Yeah. I'm rooting for him.
Huntington, Pennsylvania, right?
That's like suburban Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't say jag off, you know. And you jag off.
Yeah. Pipe down, Eric.
Did you see, speaking of football, there was a Western PA referee at a high school game. And before the game, he has the captains meet each other. He goes, okay, I don't want you guys to be jag offs out there. Have a clean game, shake hands, and don't be a jag off.
Tell me this game is in Pennsylvania without telling me this game is in Pennsylvania.
Jag off's a Pittsburgh thing, yeah. But we all say jag off, but they say it a lot there. But that's what that guy sounded like there. And you jag off.
Yeah. I've seen.
I love how he knows everybody's name and Jim and you, and you suck.
Yeah, it looks like it's a pretty small little community just outside Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they all know each other. Should have yelled, "The Steelers suck!" The Steelers suck.
And fire Tomlin.
Arrested.
Fire Tomlin. Yeah, whatever.
Do you think he's going to get fired?
No, I don't. Yeah, I hate to get in the middle of those battles with those stupids about that.
And if he does get fired, will you strip naked and run around whatever the square in Pittsburgh is?
No. No. No.
So what's that lady going to do?
Coach, just move on.
You think she'll do it?
The strip naked one?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt it.
No. She'll welch.
Yeah.
She'd probably get arrested.
In Oxford, Mississippi, you'd probably get arrested.
Just get naked. That's a big deal. All right. What's the speaking of Oxford? What is the new dictionary word?
Oh, the word of the year?
Yeah,
rage bait. So shorthand for online content that is intentionally meant to elicit anger.
A lot of bots too.
Term has tripled in usage over the last year.
Yeah,
isn't that most of it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reaction. I mean, that's the easiest reaction to get out of people.
But here's what they point out. The fact that this word, rage bait, exists and has seen such a dramatic surge means we're increasingly aware of the manipulation tactics we can be drawn into online. Knowing that it's rage bait is a good thing.
That's a positive.
No, because a lot of people just want to be angry.
But if you're using the word rage bait, you're aware that you're being rage baited, and you can therefore
true. And a lot of that is bots. A lot of it's bots. Unless it's somebody you know on Facebook or Twitter personally, a lot of that's bots.
Yeah, that respond to stuff.
Right.
Go to Have you seen? It's called The Dumbest People in the World, right. And it's the comment section on Facebook. Right. Of a local news station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if you look at somebody who says something
Who watches local news? That's why.
Well, no, they don't. Yeah, they just
that's why they're the dumbest people in the world.
They get their news from Facebook because they're the dumbest people in the world.
Right. Right.
And somebody says something really incendiary, you check on their profile, it's usually just a silhouette.
Yes, the silhouettes are bots. Yeah. Yep.
Before you react to somebody like that, check their profile.
The silhouettes are bots.
Because that's all they want you to do is react. They don't care what you say or I'm going to make a good point here. No, they just want your interaction.
You're increasing their engagement with your post.
And then once you do that, they got you.
Didn't you see there's a video of a guy overseas somewhere, and there are like a whole wall of cell phones on a rack, all lit up, and he's down there botting all those for somebody. So he's just, and so that's all sent out all over the world that way. And there's a bunch of those over there, Russian bot farms.
Just a robot farm?
Yeah, well, it's a guy doing it, but he's sending out all through, so it's just bots complaining. It's Russian bots, usually.
Well, and that's what the social media platforms want, because... Right. If you're engaging with people and arguing with them, you're spending time on their site, which means you're having more interactions with their advertisers. So it behooves like almost anyone who is in the social media business to have rage bait rise to the top, because the whole point of social media is for people to argue, because no one's like interacting with people like having a great time. Like, hey, good job. And you're like, what do you mean by that?
I get fed landscape photography a lot, North Dakota stuff, and you know they'll throw up some beautiful mountain range and say, "Ah, beautiful North Dakota," and everybody's going to be the smartest guy in the world and jump on there and say, "That's not North Dakota," but that's exactly what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've sucked you in.
All those, yeah,
yeah.
Some are actually more. I mean, I wouldn't know North Dakota anyway. But, you know,
well, there are not mountain peaks in North Dakota.
I know there's not mountain peaks. Yeah. I get that. Right.
Yeah. But once you click on the post or make a comment, you've engaged with it, and that's all they want.
Yep, that's it.
That's all that needs to happen.
Mission accomplished.
Now, there were two other finalists. There was a short list of three words that were considered to be the word of the year. You want the other two that didn't win?
Yeah.
The first one is aura farming.
Oh, yeah.
The cultivation of an impressive, attractive, or charismatic persona or public image by behaving or presenting oneself in a way intended subtly to convey an air of confidence, coolness, or mystique.
That's the show. That's our show.
Yeah.
Aura farming.
By the way, these aren't single words. These are phrases.
I know. They're phrases, right.
Yeah. That's another thing that this article goes into is, can the word of the year actually be two words? Because last year it was also...
They want. Yeah.
Oh, last year's word of the year was brain rot. Which is also two words.
Which is also
that's
show.
Pretty evergreen.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The other finalist for this year was biohack, an attempt to improve or optimize one's physical or mental performance, health, longevity, or well-being by altering diet, exercise, lifestyle, or by using other means such as drugs, supplements, or technological devices.
See, I've never used those terms like ever. I don't think aura farming. Or biohack.
I never heard that one. I've heard biohack before.
Has it ever flown out of my mouth until now?
No. Right.
I've heard rage bait. We were just talking about it at Thanksgiving. I have a nephew who's a rage baiter. He'll just say stuff to like intentionally piss people off.
Oh, in person?
Oh, yeah, in person.
Is he a grown man?
No, he's in middle school.
Oh,
yeah.
Was a rage baiter kid at the...
He's always right. He's great. He's very funny.
Did he learn that from social media?
He learned it from his dad.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say his Uncle Nick.
Because I would...
Just throw stuff out in public to get people pissed off.
Like his dad, they had a dog that died recently. It was like my nephew, who is the rage baiter, was like his best friend, his favorite dog. And like out of nowhere, my brother-in-law, his dad will just be like, anybody notice how Zoe's not around?
Jesus.
Just to kind of just poke.
I almost admire that.
Dog's dead?
Oh, yeah.
If you do that in person.
That's a dick move, not a rage bait.
They're pretty closely related,
Yeah.
But he does it to your face. You know, he's not on some name anonymous site. Yeah, most people do that.
I think then you're just a dick in person.
Oh, he's not a Russian bot.
If you're dropping bombs into a just a family gathering to people to argue, then you're just being a dick, aren't you?
Some people don't know the difference between positive and negative attention.
That's true.
So they just want attention, and they don't know how to do it besides for being absolutely terrible.
Attention is attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty
funny.
From a
place to make a living trying to be attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I met a guy in a green room whose roommate was a podcaster that specifically said salacious things, you know, like rage bait.
Right.
And that's how he made his living.
Man.
Was just by being a jerk online.
That's got to be.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we've never come in here thinking,
no.
Oh, what could we do to really piss people off today?
Well,
I've never had that mindset.
You piss them off naturally sometimes.
You find a way.
Yeah. It just happens organically.
Yeah, if we piss you off, it's not pre-planned.
You know, not at all.
It's organic.
Yeah. We're all throw a bomb in once in a while on a football team, but that's just fun stuff.
We're
can't
speaking
handle
our
that. You're a pussy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. If you're pissed at us, you're just pissed about how we actually feel about something, not something, you know. That's why I think that when you mentioned that guy, just to be driven down that rabbit hole. I mean, like my regular Facebook page is my dog and my kids. You know, I just do, and
right.
That's it. And my team. Here's my Bloody Mary as I'm watching the Steelers get rolled. You know, that's how I do. Because I'm thinking I do this for a living. I don't need that on my Facebook page. Just here's my fun stuff, and people are just most 99.9%. The fun stuff, they see the Bloody Mary. Oh, the Bloody Mary didn't work. Steelers still suck. Yeah, okay, I get that. That's not rage baiting. It's just got messy.
They'll usually comment on something in the background.
Funny. Yeah, that's because we talk about it on the radio all the time.
Like, look at your
nice
shoe.
Foot.
Yeah. What's wrong with your shoe?
Now they're just being obvious. Yeah. Nice shoe, douche.
They pick apart every pixel.
They're pretty funny.
Well, yeah, I did that on that post you put up about your dog's heart disease.
What'd you say?
You're like, oh, she's got heart failure or whatever. Yeah, I was just like, nice pillow, douche.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I laughed because I needed that day because, you know, she's doing well.
My question is, those guys like Zach was talking about.
I did that about your grandmother's heart disease. Nobody ever says that. Oh, maybe your buddy does. Right.
The guys that Zach was talking about, the podcasters, media people who just adopt the who intentionally rage bait.
Right.
What's worse, doing that or actually believing the horrible things that you say?
It's a great question.
I don't know what the answer is.
Actually believe it are they're more sincere, and there's just the grifters that are like, I'll go in there. It's a lot. Right. In the political arena, it happens a lot.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, we'll go over here. And like those people, as soon as the mics are off or the camera's off, they don't believe that stuff.
But those people are worse.
It helps the true believers.
I think
people are on our side.
I think they're both terrible, but I think you're right. I think the ones who just say it for the engagement
are the worst.
Because they know better.
They know better.
Yeah. The people that believe
it. And I've seen comedians, I'm not going to say names, but I've told you guys off the air, that I know are not right-wing jackasses, and they do that just to mess with
because
people.
Because there's an audience for that.
Yeah, but you know what? But they're the worst people.
They found a niche.
Right. Because, but Nick said it right. Those people believe they're that way, and they're not.
No, they're not.
Well, I think the people that believe it is out of a probably some sort of motivation of like, this is the right thing. Like, I want good for people. But the people that are saying it to disperse that information is because they're greedy.
I also think.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Thank you, Zach.
That people who spew BS to start with and keep doing it and keep doing it.
Start believing it.
Eventually believe their own BS.
A little bit.
Like you start, your brain gets rewired to just go in that direction.
It just evolves that way.
You have to sleep at night, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, you turn your own brain that way. But you don't have to do that, though. I mean, these are talented, funny people. I'm thinking, why do you got to lean that way just to be a
jackass?
Yeah,
the ones I'm thinking about aren't talented.
No, you're right. That's true.
That's not necessarily true.
Yep.
It's cash.
Give me drunk. I'll lift five names for you. Right.
See you Friday.
see you Friday. Zach Peterson with us. But we talked about that before. You don't have to. Listen, it's your own career. Do what you want to do. We don't do comedy, but we do this. But we've never lied about a personal feeling just to get on the. In fact, if
just
anything,
to get a reaction.
If anything, we get. We don't go a certain way, but people thought we were going to go that way because, you're an old white dude. Yeah, but I'm really as you know.
No, I'm thinking specifically about people in our business who I've been told.
Right.
No, he doesn't really believe that. He just says that for the ratings.
Then he's wrong.
Then
he's a dick.
And that's right. worse.
Right, because we're in the business and we don't do that.
No.
And we're fairly successful.
And if you're spewing that crap and you don't even believe it, God, you're just not helping anything.
You're not helping anybody.
You're not helping anything.
There's a lot of theater out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you have don't you have a conscience?
Yeah, sometimes the career ambitions outweigh.
Yeah. You know, it's like cheering for Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Same thing.
You're able to compartmentalize that.
You have to do that.
And you're able to sleep
at night.
Don't you have a conscience?
How'd that work out for you?
You cheered 20 years for him. Put the Packers back on the map.
Come on. Only the last two or three did I know he was a raging douchebag.
Well, are there still fans of his around that are like, oh, he's still the best? I don't know.
I think everybody's kind of realized who he is.
Oh, his personality. Yeah, well, his personality is a douche. I mean, but throw me a touchdown. Throw me a touchdown.
You're right. If he ends up with the Vikings, I'll
you'll
wish him well.
Throw your damn touchdown.
Yeah. I have to.
You'll get a Rodgers jersey.
Oh, hang on.
No, they have the same record as the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I know, exactly.
That's the difference. Well, that was I got the Favre jersey before. I knew Favre was a dickhead, too.
But I don't think,
because I know Aaron Rodgers is a dickhead, I likely won't get his jersey if he ends up a Viking.
Jordan Love has a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
Please don't.
He's going to be a douchebag eventually.
Please don't live up to it. Just be a good human being. That's all I want from this one.
Well, summon the grand jury.
The track record of Packer quarterback.
I know.
It's not good.
Break the cycle, Jordan.
So he's going to suffer from that affliction soon enough.
Well, like 15 years.
Yeah, well, first he has to get good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach Peterson hanging out with us this morning. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.